Hey ladies, today I want to quickly talk about silent shame and a promise that I stood on during my healing journey that literally helped me to stay focused, to endure, and to go through the process. And so if you felt silenced by the shame of your past, especially if you've had an abortion, but not only if you had an abortion, this month I am dedicating it to you. If you felt the pain of regret as you replay a terrible and traumatic moment of your past, I dedicate this month to you. If your pain has become defining and has marked you like a garment you wear daily, this month I am dedicating it to you. Because I too have walked through some very dark moments in my life. And if you're anything like me, you have experienced deep pain that has left you feeling broken, condemned, and ashamed. And this is what this month is not. It's not just about me sharing my story with you. If you want to hear my abortion story, the testimony, you can go. It's available in full detail on YouTube. It's also in snippets on my Instagram account, _EbonyDJames_. So you can listen to my full testimony there on YouTube. But outside of that, this month is not just for me to share my story with you all, okay? It's not me venting about what caused silent shame in my past. It is truly Revelation 12:11. My testimony of how I conquered shame, coupled with the word of God and actionable, practical steps so that you too can walk in victory. So the content that I'll be sharing this month on the podcast that I've also been sharing throughout on Instagram, on both of my personal channels and the Girl Get Your Voice Back Instagram channels, whether it's a live video, whether it's a post, whether it's a quote, whether it's a story or a reel, it's going to be the manual to victory. It's literally a manifesto of deliverance, truly. So if you're listening to this right now, don't chalk it up as coincidence, right? Don't chalk it up as, oh, she's only talking to the post-abortion girlies. No, 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 no. The lover of your soul, the author and the finisher of your fate is beckoning you even now. He's pleading with you to stop running, to stop hiding in the shadows of regret, to stop hiding in the shadows of shame. And he's desiring for you to let him free you with his unconditional love. And so this month, I want to encourage you to be okay with revisiting that old wound, to revisiting that moment in your life that you probably never want to revisit. This month, I want you to forgive the hardest person you may have to forgive. That could be that family member. That could be that sibling, that friend, that ex, that person who took advantage of you. It could be yourself. But I want you to have enough courage, to have enough desire and willingness to be free and delivered that you are willing to even go to revisit your past, but also to forgive. Okay? And I want you to know that if you endure with me this month, if you begin to take action, if you begin to truly believe that this thing is possible for you, that healing is possible for you, that freedom is possible for you, that deliverance is possible for you, that overcoming is possible for you. If you choose to endure with me this month and to believe and to actually take action and to actually walk by faith and to actually stand on the promises of God, I promise you, you won't regret it. Because we are walking into newness. Even my church has declared that this is the month of newness. And as we are walking into newness, and I believe that one way we can, you know, walk into newness is by understanding our true identity in Christ and letting go of our past that wants to keep us broken, our past that wants to keep us ashamed, our past that wants to keep us bound, our past that wants to keep us silent. So sometimes we have to combat or we have to tackle those things that have been causing us to be in a place of stagnation for so long. And once we go back and deal with those things, once we go back and revisit those things, once we go back and conquer those past things, now we can truly walk into the freedom that God has for us, the freedom that He's planned for us all along, right? So this month, you must trade in your garments of heaviness for robes of righteousness, your garments of heaviness for robes of joy, okay? It's time to trade in your mourning for the oil of joy. This month, it's time to hear and answer the Father's call. No matter what you've gone through, no matter how many abortions you've had, no matter how deep or dark the sin was, there is hope for you, and your journey to healing and freedom begins now. And so as I close, I told you I want to talk to you all about silent shame, but I also want to talk to you about the promise that I stood on during my healing journey, during my deliverance journey. And that promise can be found in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. And it says, instead of their shame, okay, instead of their shame, and I'm going to read the whole scripture before I break it down. So Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7 in the NIV, it says, instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. If you receive it, just say, I receive it. And instead of disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. Amen. And so it says, instead of their shame. And your shame is a remembrance of past errors remaining as a subconscious remorse or shame in mind. It's also referred to as a painful feeling of humiliation or distress or embarrassment caused by wrong or foolish behavior, right? So it says, instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. That means twice as much, right? And instead of disgrace, disgrace is a loss of reputation, a loss of respect. Disgrace can look like confusion. It could look like dishonor. It could look like reproach. Instead of disgrace, it says that my people, they will rejoice. If you go and look at the Blue Letter Bible or at the concordance at this word rejoice, it says instead of disgrace, they will rejoice. That word rejoice, it means to overcome. So instead of you feeling confused, instead of you feeling like a reproach, instead of you feeling dishonor, it says you will overcome. That word rejoice means to overcome, to be praised, to call, to sing or shout for joy. So instead of their disgrace, they will rejoice, they will overcome. In their inheritance or your portion that God has for you. And it says, so they will inherit. So that means you will possess, you will occupy, you will be an heir to a double portion in your land. And it says an everlasting, that means perpetual, indefinite, everlasting joy, everlasting gladness, everlasting happiness, everlasting peace will be yours in Jesus' name. That's the promise. That's the promise that I stood on. And so if you're struggling with silent shame, if you're struggling with the regret, if you're struggling with feeling disgrace because of a past error, because of something that you did willingly, because of something you did because of lack of knowledge or because of something that happened to you, instead of your shame, you shall receive a double portion. Instead of disgrace, you shall rejoice in your inheritance. And you will inherit a double portion in your land, and everlasting joy shall be yours. And so you have to truly believe it, because sometimes this can be one of the hardest things you believe. Like, Lord, now why would you promise me after I, me myself, after I have made a decision, I made a choice to abort a child, right? After I murdered this baby. For whatever reason, no excuse, right? For whatever reason, how could you promise me, because now I'm experiencing this consequence of shame, now I'm experiencing this consequence of disgrace that I rightfully deserve. God is good. That I rightfully deserve. Why would you promise me that I will now receive a double portion instead of this shame that I deserve? Why would I rejoice in my inheritance instead of walk in disgrace for the rest of my life? Why would you promise me that? Why would you promise me everlasting joy shall be mine? This is a promise. And so we truly have to stand on that promise. We truly have to believe it, even when it doesn't make sense. This is what I love about the word. This is what I love about the Bible. Most of it doesn't make sense. Not to the flesh. It doesn't make sense, especially when you are believing the lies of the enemy that says you are unworthy of love, you are unworthy of forgiveness, you are unworthy of healing, you are unworthy of deliverance, you are unworthy of joy, you are unworthy to truly receive a double portion. You are unworthy to really experience the ability to rejoice and to overcome. The enemy wants to make us believe that because of what we did, because of the sin that we did, because of what happened to us, we are now unworthy to experience the goodness of God in the land of the living. And so if we find ourselves focusing on the sin, focusing on the lie versus focusing on the journey to take to freedom and healing, which is repentance, renouncing, breaking those covenants that we've made through innocent bloodshed. Instead of us walking in forgiveness, receiving forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, forgiving those who played a role, instead of us getting accountability, instead of all of those things, we would choose to believe the lie. But if we do the opposite, then what the promise is, this is not even a conditional. It didn't say that you had to do this in order to experience this. This is unconditional. And so I just want to encourage you all with that. Again, go study and focus on Isaiah 61:7. Believe it. And I will talk to you all in the next episode about, one of the hardest truths I struggled with believing after I had the abortion. So I'll talk to y'all in the next one. Bye.